Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. All arrangements have been put in place for counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls tomorrow. Counting for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Orissa and by-elections to assembly constituencies will also be held on the same day. Counting will begin from 8 a.m. General elections were held from the 19th of April to the 1st of June 2024 in 7 phases. The Election Commission has said that counting trends and results will be available on ECI's website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. The Commission has also issued a handbook for returning officers and counting agents, which is available on its website. The Commission added that the comprehensive instructions for counting arrangements, procedure of counting of votes, and storage of EVMs and VVPATs are already available on its website. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that India has created a world record with 64.2 crore voters participating in Lok Sabha polls. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Kumar said that the number is 1.5 times of the voters of all G7 countries, that is US, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Japan and Canada. He said in this Lok Sabha polls, 31.2 crore women voters cast their votes, which is also the highest ever in the world. Highlighting the details related to robust counting process, the Chief Election Commissioner said 3-layer security of Central Armed Police Forces has been put in place at the counting centres. He said round-the-clock CCTV coverage will be done at the counting centres, along with micro-observers on each counting table. Replying to a question on conducting assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Kumar said the Commission will soon start the poll process in J&K. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world of the 21st century is looking towards Bharat with many hopes. He said Bharat's governance model has become an example for many countries around the world. Sharing his thoughts with the people of the country through a letter, Mr. Modi said that innovative practices such as pro-people good governance, aspirational districts and aspirational blocks are being discussed globally today. He said empowering 25 crore people to rise above poverty in just 10 years is unprecedented. The Prime Minister has stressed on the need to work quickly in 4 directions, that is speed, scale, scope and standards. He highlighted that since the success of the G20, the world has been increasingly envisioning a bigger role for Bharat. Mr. Modi said, "Today Bharat is being acknowledged as a strong and important voice of the Global South and the African Union has become a part of the G20 group at the initiative of Bharat." Talking about his 3-day spiritual journey in Kanyakumari, the Prime Minister said, "The land of Kanyakumari gives an indelible message of unity, especially to any person who doubts Bharat's nationhood and the sense of unity." Mr. Modi has written these thoughts on the 1st of this month during his return flight from Kanyakumari to Delhi. Ahead of counting of votes for Lok Sabha elections, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda today held a meeting with party leaders to discuss the party's preparations for the counting of votes. Union Minister and Senior BJP Leader Amit Shah, Party's General Secretary B.L. Santosh and Vinod Tawade were among those present in the meeting. In Madhya Pradesh, 13 people were killed and 15 injured when a tractor overturned near the Rajasthan-Rajgarh border in the wee hours yesterday. Rajgarh collector Harsh Dikshit informed media persons that some people from Rajasthan were travelling to MP to attend a wedding in a tractor. Near the Rajasthan-Rajgarh border, the tractor overturned, resulting in 13 deaths and 15 injuries. 2 people are in serious condition and have been admitted to the hospital. Indian shares reached record highs. The rupee strengthened and bond yields declined today. Domestic equity markets rode a wave of optimism with both Nifty and Sensex rising over 3%. The Sensex was trading at a massive high of 2,384 points, higher at 76,345, while Nifty climbed 713 points, up at 23,245 when reports last came in. And in the ICC T20 World Cup Cricket, David Wise's all-round heroics in the Super Over gave Namibia a victory in their opening ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024 match at Kensington Oval. Oman posted a total of 109 for 10 against Namibia. In another match, Sri Lanka will take on South Africa tonight at 8 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.